You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
I'm sorry, sir. That flight has been delayed again. The computer says another 2 hours.
Listen, I've got to get to Denver. My father is dying. Can you put me on another airline?
I wish I could help you, sir. The snow has made everything crazy, and it's getting worse by the minute.
Springtime in Chicago. Welcome to the annual Easter weekend blizzard.
Your attention, please. Due to bad weather conditions, all flight operations at O'Hare International Airport have been canceled until further notice. We apologize for this inconvenience.
I can't believe this. Why can't they clear off the runway and at least get a few flights out of here?
It's coming down faster than they can clear it. It's bad news all over the city. One big traffic jam.
What's the forecast?
Well, the weatherman says it's going to keep snowing till midnight. If we start flying again tomorrow morning, we'll be about 10,000 people behind. You'll be lucky to get out of here by Sunday or Monday.
That's too late. My dad won't last that long. There's got to be some way.
You could take the train. That's about the only thing moving in this weather. Leaves this afternoon and gets to Denver tomorrow morning. But you'd have to get downtown in 2 hours. Not much chance of that.
There's always a chance. I will be in Denver by tomorrow morning. Thanks for your help.
Good luck.
Checking out, huh?
Yeah, nothing's leaving here for a long time.
Yeah, that's what I figure. Guess I'll head home and sit by the fire.
Lots of luck finding a cab.
No, I got a four-wheel drive in the parking lot. We'll take the side streets and make it easy.
Four-wheel drive, huh? You want to make some money?
Doing what?
Well, here's $50 if you can get me to Union Station in time to catch a train.
You're on. Right this way.
The California Zephyr for Omaha, Lincoln, Denver, and points west is now departing on track number 5.
Man, I don't believe I made it. Mind if I sit down here?
Glad to have you. Here, let me give you a hand with your suit.
Thanks. What a day.
Some good Friday, huh?
April Fool's Day in my book.
Tickets, please. Both headed for Denver?
Yeah, does this train go through snow?
Everything but drifts. Have a good trip. Tickets, please.
I'm Ray Collins.
Hi, I'm Steve Robinson. What takes you to Denver?
Oh, some family business. A little trip I try to make every year.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm in the, well, I guess you could call it the recycling business.
Bottles, cans, newspapers?
Not really.
Well, what do you recycle?
People.
People? Like how? Career, counseling, executive placement?
Not exactly. I run a rescue mission.
Skid Row deal?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You're a preacher.
Well, mostly I talk with the men about their lives, how they got where they are and where they go from here.
I see. Well, sounds real interesting. Not many people on the train.
Only the ones who left home early. You live downtown?
No, I came from the airport.
By what? Dog sled?
Four-wheel drive with a determined driver.
You must have a beautiful girlfriend or a big business deal in Denver.
I wish I did. My father's dying.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was pretty insensitive of me.
That's okay. You didn't know.
You and your dad pretty close, are you?
Not really. I guess that's part of the push for me to get there. We haven't spoken to each other since I left home. And that was 15 years ago.
Must have been a pretty big disagreement to keep you apart that long.
More like a lot of little ones that added up. When Mom died my last year of college, I guess I tried to blame it on him. It wasn't his fault, but I was looking for someone to put my hurt on. Sorry, I didn't mean to unload on you before we cleared the city limits.
Say, I'll bet you missed lunch. Want a sandwich?
Great, I'd love one. Thanks.
If you don't mind my asking, Steve, what made you decide to go see your father?
Well, it's kind of a long story.
I've got 18 hours or so.
Well, you asked for it.
So you really think God had something to do with your decision to go see your dad?
Yeah, like I say, I'm kind of new at this business of being a Christian. It probably sounds kind of funny to you, huh?
Not at all, Steve.
My friends at the office who got me into their Bible study keep talking about the kind of faith in Christ that takes action. Since I committed my life to Christ, I've had this growing sense that God wants me to put things right with my dad. I guess you could call this a pretty big step of faith for me.
Does your father know you're coming?
My brother told him, but Dad's in and out of a coma. He may not know. When I get there in the morning, I hope he'll be able to hear me and understand. What's with the train stopping? Where are we?
Something Nebraska. I can't see all of the sign.
Oh, look at that. Here. Did we have to get off here?
I think there's going to be an announcement.
We have a delay because of blowing and drifting snow on the tracks about 50 miles ahead. We estimate at least a 12-hour wait here.
12 hours? I thought this thing went through.
We apologize for the delay, but we've also been advised that a freight train has stopped on the drifting snow ahead, and it will be some time before our crews can clear the tracks. Further announcements will be made to keep you advised.
What does he mean, drifting snow? Look at all the stars up there.
Probably a ground blizzard. That wind can turn 6 inches of snow into 10-foot drifts.
Well, I'm not sitting here for 12 hours. I can rent a car and drive to Denver in less time than that. I'm going to check it out in the station.
Okay, Steve. I'll be here. Keep me posted.
Excuse me, where's the car rental place?
Only one I know of is out at the airport, but it don't open until morning.
Oh. Any others?
Oh, maybe a car dealer downtown. They open in the morning.
Doesn't anyone around here work at night?
I do. Best time to sweep the floors.
So I can't get a car anywhere right now?
Nope. Where are you headed?
Denver.
Better stick with the train. Radio says the interstate's closed from North Platte to the Colorado line. Looks like it'll be a while before they get it open again.
Well, what about the back roads?
If the interstate's closed, you need a snowmobile for the back roads.
Anyone around here rent snowmobiles?
You'd better have a cup of coffee and relax, son.
Well, what about this 12-hour delay?
I'd say more like 24. They can't start clearing till the wind quits, and then it'll take a while to get the tracks open. This storm is a bad one.
Thanks. Guess I'll try to make a phone call. Middle of the night. My brother'll love it. There's got to be a way to get there. Gotta be a way.
Operator, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to place a credit card call to Denver. The area code is 303,
sir,
and the number is...
We're unable to place your call. All our service to Denver is out because of the storm.
Doesn't anybody understand? My father is dying.
Please try your call again tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
I must have gone to sleep when you left the train last night. Are we still stuck?
Yep. Saturday morning, and here we sit.
What did you find out, Steve?
If I can rent a car, I can't get to Denver in it. And the phone lines are down, so I can't call. And no one is saying when the train may leave.
I'm sorry. I know you're worried about your dad.
Actually, I think I'm worried about myself. What happens if Dad dies before I get the chance to tell him I'm sorry? I mean, he'll be gone, and I'll have to live with the fact that our final conversation was a shouting match 15 years ago. I stormed out of the house and swore I'd never talk to him again.
If you get to talk to him, what are you going to say?
tell him I'm sorry, I guess. He tried to reach out to me. But when he'd call, I'd hang up as soon as he said hello. I threw his letters away without even opening them. Now, I just want to say I'm sorry. And? Tell him I love him, I guess.
I think he'd be glad to hear that from you.
Why do we do stupid things like this, Ray? I spent 15 years ignoring my dad, and then, at the last minute, fight my way through a blizzard to try and say something he may not be able to hear. Why?
Doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
Is God going to get me there in time?
I don't know, Steve. I hope so, but I don't know. You may have to let the Lord take control. Do everything you can, but trust God for the outcome. Sometimes you just can't make it happen.
Maybe I can talk to Dad on the phone, tell him I tried to get there, say what I want to say, and hope he understands.
It won't hurt to keep trying.
Are still down.
The number is...
Please try your call again.
You may have to let the Lord take control, Steve. Do everything you can, but trust God for the outcome. Sometimes you just can't make it happen.
Dear God, it's me, Steve. I'm stuck in a train station in Nebraska. I need to talk to my dad, tell him some very important things before he dies, and I can't get through. I can't make it happen. Somehow, if there's a way, help him know I'm sorry and that I love him. Help me to get there in time. Amen.
Steve. Steve, wake up.
Hmm?
I've been looking all over for you. There are better places to sleep than these benches.
What time is it?
6:00.
In the morning? I must have dozed off.
The conductor just came through and said the tracks have been cleared. We need to be on the train.
Your attention, please. All passengers on the California Zephyr should reboard the train at this time. The train will leave in 10 minutes.
Let's go. You go ahead, Ray. Let me try to call once more.
You've got 10 minutes. Don't miss the train.
Yes, operator. Can we get through to Denver? Oh, we can. Area code 303-348-9077.
California Zephyr for Denver and Points West is now departing. This is your last call for boarding.
You still here drinking that awful vending machine coffee?
I guess so.
Wasn't that your train that just left?
Yeah.
Where are you headed?
I don't know.
Traveling by yourself?
We're together.
Ray, what are you doing here? You missed the train.
So did you. Figured you'd need your suitcase and maybe someone to talk to. Come on, let's sit down. How's your dad?
I talked to my brother. My dad died last night about midnight. Never came out of the coma. It's useless now to go to Denver. There's just no reason to.
I'm sorry, Steve.
I didn't make it, Ray. It was too little, too late, and now I get to live with that for the rest of my life.
But you tried, Steve. You were moving in the right direction.
I guess God didn't want to help me on this deal, huh?
I don't understand a lot of what happens and why, Steve.
But I know that God always helps us when we ask. Maybe the biggest part of his help for you begins right now. You've got family in Denver who need you.
It's too late now.
Is it?
It sure seems that way. And I made you late, too. It doesn't look like you'll get to Denver in time for your business.
It's family business, Steve, actually. A trip to a cemetery.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you. I've been so wrapped up in all my problems.
That's okay, Steve. It's an old wound, but still healing.
Someone in your family?
13 years ago, my youngest son died of a drug overdose. Some say it was an accident, and others say he took his own life. He and I had been at odds for several years. I had left so many things unsaid. Always thought there would be more time. I was devastated by his death when it happened.
How old was your son?
If Danny had lived, he'd be about your age now. We buried him on Easter Sunday in a little church cemetery in the mountains west of Denver.
Do you get to Denver often?
Every year at Easter, Steve.
Well, this must be a tough time.
At first, I came to grieve, but now I come to celebrate.
Celebrate?
My other two children live in Denver, so we drive out to that little cemetery together. We talk about Danny, his faith in Christ, the good times of his life, and the things that led to his dying in despair. We read the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians together, aloud, about Christ's victory over death and the hope we have in him. Then we pray. We recommit our lives to the Lord and to each other as family. We promise to keep talking to each other and caring. That's our celebration.
How can you live with the past?
I can't live with it. I had to leave it with God. 13 years ago, I was stranded just like this, trying to get to Denver after Danny died. I was just as desperate as you.
I hear you.
I went outside, dug a hole in a snowbank, and put in all the guilt and everything else about myself that I didn't like. I stayed there until everything in the past was in that hole. Then I covered it with snow and buried the past.
And?
That's just what happened when Christ died on the cross for my sins and was buried. All my past was buried there too, Steve. That means God has given me a new today and tomorrow. That's what the resurrection of Jesus is all about. And it means that God has forgiven your past, too.
A new today and tomorrow. Before you showed up, I was going to drink this last cup of coffee and head back to Chicago, get lost in my work, and put the past back into the bottom drawer and hope it would go away.
And now?
I guess I need to go to Denver to face this thing head on and ask God's help to turn the corner.
Let's go together. If the interstate's open, we can rent a car and beat the train.
I need to talk about this and work through it. Maybe you could help me.
I'd like that.
Thanks, Ray, for missing the train.
My pleasure, Steve.
Maybe I can meet you back here in a while. I think I need to go outside and bury some things before we leave. Looks like a few snowbanks are still around.
Happy Easter, Steve. Happy Easter.